You might not think of a swamp as the best place to grow a corn crop, but here it was the perfect place for a peculiar operation. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today.
Joe Jones has been a guide in the Okefenokee Swamp for a half century now. He knows the place, past, present, and future.
The word Okefenokee is an Indian word meaning land of the trembling earth. It's hard for you to understand what it is, but it actually looks like solid ground floating on top of the water. You can actually get out there and this stuff will rock back and forth like jello quivers in a bowl.
Decayed vegetation builds over time, forming land that does seemingly float. However, there are large patches of solid land within the 438,000-acre swamp.
The largest island is Cowhouse Island, which the park is on. Covers about 8,200 acres. The second largest island is Billy's Island, which is just a shade over 5,000 acres.
The Okefenokee became a federal wildlife refuge in 1927. Before that time, these islands were farmed.
Those families living in here. These islands was homesteads for a lot of the families. But the first inhabitants of the swamp were the Indians. Then the settlers started coming in here for fur. Then later on, the timber became an issue. But a lot of the people learned to live off the ground.
The large corn crops grown on these islands within the swamp back in the 20s and 30s had another purpose as well.
This was good for the moonshiners. They could grow the corn, they grow the sugar cane, and they had the water in the swamp, so they had their three main ingredients to make homemade moonshine. And we used to call moonshine in here block and tackle. They say if you could drink a pint of it, walk a block, you could tackle anything in sight.
Their story is next time as we travel the countryside in the Okefenokee Swamp. I'm Andrew McRae.